Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do at my website at jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those will get you to small business heaven. And I hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter because it comes every week on Sunday by email. It's free. We give it away. But I'd like for you to join the happy throng of the thousands of subscribers and take advantage of some of the benefits that you get when you subscribe to our newsletter. Frank Ramos is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the director of the Office of Small and Disadvantaged Businesses for the U.S. Department of Defense. Now, folks, you heard me say before that 10 years ago, nobody had a small business angle. And now everybody has a small business angle. As Jimmy Cagney said, Jimmy Durante said, everybody wants to get into the act. Well, that's right. And now you're getting the idea, folks, of how important you are, how important small businesses are to the world, and even including especially to our government. Frank Ramos, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, sir.
It's good to have you here. Now, tell us what the director of the U.S. Department of Defense Office of Small Business does.
Well, I'm the secretary's chief advocate for all of us. Small business matters. Basically, we call a policy shop. We help in write regulation, and we interface with the Congress with respect to small business matters. We deal with trade associations in the small business community, trying to understand their issues as it affects the Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people might say, well, what in the world has small business got to do with the Department of Defense? But it's a lot, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you something. I'm a presidential appointee, and I came here immediately right after 9/11, and I saw what small businesses do. The ramp up for the war was just a historical event. Small business is a major part of the Department of Defense industrial base, and the technology and innovation that comes to small business is just outstanding. That's all I can describe it.
Well, and I would like for you to tell my audience what kind of condition the United States would be in preparing for war, in preparing for defense, in addressing the war on terror. Where would the United States be without small businesses?
Well, everybody looks to the big companies for they think that they bring a lot of innovation, which they do, but in this war on terrorism has created a tremendous demand on the finding new ways to protect the warfighter, and they have stepped forward to do such things as provide fuel cells for some of the ordnance guided systems that we use. And there's a wonderful story about a small business in Manhattan Beach that gave rise to the unmanned aircraft because of the composite materials they use on surfboards.
Hmm.
And I can just go on and on in terms of some of the innovation and things that have come out of this small business industrial base for us.
What you've learned, Frank, firsthand is you believe now when organizations like the SBA's Office of Advocacy says that 55% of the innovation in America comes out of small businesses. You believe that now, don't you?
Well, I don't believe it now. I believed it before. See, I used to be the associate deputy administrator at the SBA under Bush 1.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand the
business. You've always been a believer, haven't you?
You got that right.
Yeah. Well, now, tell us about what you guys are doing in Las Vegas this week.
Well, we're doing something pursuant to the president's executive order. The order is 13360 for those who would like to take numbers down. But really what it does is it crystallizes the administration's support for the service-disabled veterans who have provided this extraordinary service to our country. And it it places a requirement on all federal agencies, all of them, including Department of Defense,
mm-hmm.
to try to promote small business. And they've given us some goals. There's involvement of training, outreach, and doing what we can to bring them into the acquisition fold for within the Department of Defense. At least that's my focus. What we've done specifically, because I'm a Californian and a Westerner by birth, if you will, and I know we have a lot of veterans over here in the western side of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So we purposely came to Las Vegas so that we can access them and have them, within the reach of a site to attend our first ever conference, providing valuable information to them.
Now, is this for veterans or just for disabled veterans?
Well, this venue is specifically towards service disabled veterans, which is the executive order directive.
Mm-hmm. It defines service disabled. Tell us what that means.
Well, that definition is the Veterans Administration definition. They determine what is a service disabled veteran, and they in effect issue some form of certification to the individual that has to meet their requirement.
Which could be someone who's been wounded in action?
That would be a definition, and like I say, I don't want to get into it because it's outside of the scope of my area of
responsibility. Well, the only reason I say that is because, you know, there are people listening who might wonder if they fit that definition. If they wanted to find out if they come under that definition, how would they do that? Is there a place that you can send them?
I would contact any, and I understand there's a large Veterans Administration facility here in Las Vegas. But if somebody wants to contact our point of contact in Washington, that's Scott Dennison.
All right.
And
what's the website? Give us your website, Frank.
Ours is ACQ. Let me back up. It's www.acq.mil. Well, I'm sorry. Back up. I forgot my office. Let me start all over again. I'm sorry. It's www.acqosd.mil.
Okay. .gov.
/SAD.
You know, Frank, that website, nobody's going to write that down. We've got to come up with a better website for you. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to find out, folks, what about some of the things that these veterans, small businesses owned by veterans and disadvantaged veterans, what they look like. Who are some of these people? And you're going to meet one of them in a little bit. Stay with us.
Just as long as you stand.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Frank Ramos, the Director of the Office of Small and Disadvantaged Businesses at the U.S. Department of Defense. And it's his job to make sure that veterans owned by small businesses, or small businesses, I should say, owned by veterans, and disadvantaged veterans who own small businesses, that they get taken care of, and the Department of Defense has access to the right small businesses, because they, as he mentioned previously in the show, small businesses are essential to the defense of this country, right, Frank? And could not do without them, could not fight the war on terror, could not do the things that we do at home or abroad without small businesses. What is the number? 23%? Isn't that the requirement that government spend with small businesses?
Yeah, the congressional mandate is 23% for all of the federal agencies.
All contractors, too.
Yes.
Anybody who does business.
That's prime contracting now.
Right. Right. How much is it? Is that total opportunity? How much? It's in the billions, isn't it?
Yeah, we last year finished up about 22.4%. It's about equates to about $42 billion in prime contracting.
And folks, one of the things you've heard us talk about on the show many times before is the business matchmaking that the SBA does to put small businesses in front of these contractors. And what Frank does is he focuses on the veterans. And especially with regard to the Department of Defense. Now, tell us about some of the people that you've met this week at your conference, some of the disadvantaged, disabled veterans who are running small businesses. Tell us about some of those folks.
Well, I've run into, we have over 700 participants here. Most of them are these service-disabled veterans, and they run the gamut from manufacturing to information technology to special equipment that is used by the military. We even have a firm from Spain interested in doing partnering with some of our small businesses where they bring technology together. We have some very high end systems integrators here, and that's when I say very high end. The Department of Defense is building systems that are joint in terms of interacting with surface. When I say ocean surface vessels, land personnel, aircraft, and radar satellite systems, they're all integrated, and we have small businesses that are major participants in doing that.
See, a lot of people would be surprised. There are people who are surprised to hear you talking about those kinds of sophisticated projects, those sophisticated products and services. A lot of times people think that only those kinds of things come out of General Dynamics or Northrop Grumman or something like that. And folks, you just heard the man. It's not true. It's a lot of these things are being created. They're being originated, innovated, patented, developed, created, birthed by, and sold by, and delivered by small businesses. Right, Frank?
Absolutely. The level of sophistication, particularly during the Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom, we had some small businesses, and I'm not sure if there were, in this case, service-disabled veterans, but these small firms were providing broadband communication systems via satellite, providing telecommunications information to the troops on the ground. It's that level of sophistication that these small businesses are participating within the Department of Defense industrial base.
Well, and the thing is, Frank, is when the government says 23% of the business that we're going to do with small businesses, they're not just throwing us a bone. This is not charity. This is good for the government. It's good for the contractors, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Excuse me. Let me tell you the what that 23% represents. Our baseline is about $200 billion. And the level of requirements, for example, these firms in many cases have to have security background checks to do business with us, particularly in the IT side. They have to generally have some past performance in terms of what they do so that they are very competitive with those that are in the forefront of the acquisition competition, because there's the competition in Department of Defense is a lot different. Mm-hmm. And I differentiate the Department of Defense, for example, with some of our sister agencies. And I was just having a discussion yesterday that some of these other agencies are a little more successful than we are at the 22.4%. But the level of construction, for example, the Pentagon renovation, they put Kevlar face facade on the Pentagon. And when we build the buildings and for the troops, it's a different type of construction, and that contractor has to have a high level of knowledge in terms of a force protection with respect to the type of construction materials that they use on the buildings. I mean, and you're talking basic bricks and mortars, mm-hmm. but it's a very high level of knowledge and sophistication that they have to understand and perform for the Department of Defense.
By the way, folks, if you go to dod.mil, that's the basic Department of Defense's website. Check that out. You can find out more about these folks, that the organization that Frank represents. Frank, thank you for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
And good job. Good job out there in Vegas this week. Folks, when we come back, Ray Lopez is going to be with us. He is one of these folks we've been talking about, one of these veteran small business owners. You're going to meet him right after these messages, 29 after. Stay with us.
Ooh. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.